Emeka Egbuka is on the roster. When Tampa Bay announced its initial 53 on Sunday, the accounting kept six wide receivers, including the injured Egbuka and Jalen McMillan, per Scott Smith at Buccaneers.com. Not injured reserve, which matters, because the team used that tool on another receiver the same day. David Sills, the 5, went to IR with a return designation, which costs at least 4 games, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. Tampa Bay declined to take that path with Egbuka. The toe is being managed toward the opener, not parked. The verb attached to it got quieter, though. Greg Allman reported Friday, carried by 444, that Egbuka was not expected back on the field before Week 1 preparation, with the team deliberately preserving him for the September 13th opener against Cincinnati. A day later, Todd Bowles said he expects McMillan and hopefully Egbuka to be ready for Week 1, per Allman, carried by Fantasy Pros. Two teammates, one sentence, two different verbs, and the weaker one is Egbuka's. That is a real distinction from the coach who decides who plays. Last week's episode asked whether Egbuka would be on the practice field in any capacity before cutdown, and whether the Week 1 optimism would survive the week. The first answer is no. No practice report in the window places him on the field. The second is that the optimism survived but softened. A week ago, Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times had the team very optimistic he plays Week 1. Now the coach's own word is hopefully. Meanwhile, the six-man room he returns to includes undrafted rookie Ted Hurst III, who spent August taking the reps and made the 53 for it, per Smith. Our June preview flagged that soft tissue trouble quietly repriced Egbuka's second half last year, and the toe has now owned this file for 3 straight weeks. The plan our last episode described, sit out camp and the preseason, aim at Week 1, held exactly, with no setback reported anywhere. The cost also held. The redefined role he was supposed to spend August expanding into was rehearsed by other people, and one of them is now on the roster. Whether hopefully hardens into a Sunday active is the next thing this file answers. We'll check back as the opener comes into focus. Data via NFL Verse.